Blog Talk Radio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. And we are live from Pork Festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, brought to you by the Free State Project and SACL CAI. The number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. The show is running generally as it normally does, in that we will still take your calls about anything. Of course, we will be having interesting people sitting in here all night long telling us their observations from what has happened so far this week at Porcupine Freedom Festival. I understand we're going to have people telling us about their encounter with the police here in a bit. But first, we need to go to these phone calls. They've been stacking up since the last hour. Let's go first to Aaron in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey, Aaron, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, it's Aaron, your neighborhood Jew. I talked to you guys a while back. I don't know if you guys have talked about it earlier or mentioned it, because I don't listen to you guys everywhere. I listen to you guys on podcasts. But Ron Paul supposedly today is officially ending his campaign.
He's officially ending his campaign?
Right?
I heard that there was going to be some video. I didn't know what was going to be on that video.
Yeah,
and I think it's live tonight at 8 p.m., live tonight at 8 p.m.?
I believe so. I just saw it online maybe like 5 minutes before I decided to call you guys.
Yes, RonPaul2008.com.
According to LouRockwell.com, tonight at a rally adjacent to the Texas State Republican Convention in Houston, Ron will thank all his donors and volunteers and announce he is closing down his presidential campaign and is no longer a candidate for president. So you are correct. And how unfortunate. I thought he was going to stay in. As I understood it, he had millions of dollars in the bank, and this is pretty sad. How do you feel about it?
I'm a little bummed about it. I really thought he was going to stick with it the whole way through. But, I mean, at this point, it's almost a losing battle. He's definitely not giving up, which is good. He's just giving up the run for the presidency. And, you know, hopefully 4 years he'll shoot for it again, and maybe, you know, the country will actually be ready for it then.
Maybe so.
Well, I hope that probably in 4 years, maybe Rand Paul will run. And I hopefully he'll get the same kind of welcome that his dad did. But Rand Paul's going to be over 75 in 4 years.
Old people. I mean, well, that's what the presidency is for, though. It's for, you know, the old people. I think he possibly will run again.
Well, we'll see. Only time will tell. Appreciate you bringing that up tonight, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Richard in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard. Richard in Maryland. Going once. Richard?
Here.
In Maryland. Hello.
I'm here.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, how you doing? I hear you guys talking about the CPS quite a bit, so Child Protective Services.
Yeah,
I kind of have
a lot of children
for myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Recently, about a year ago, I installed one of those invisible fences.
Okay,
they usually use on the dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
But I had an idea to put it on the kid. You know, I have two kids, and, you know, they run around and stuff, and I don't want them to go in the street. So I put it on the kid.
Well, it's supposed to be
safe. What's that?
It's supposed to be humane, so it seems like a reasonable idea.
Well, apparently, I guess it's not humane, and eventually what happened was, as they were going to school and stuff, there was, like, burns on their neck.
Uh-oh.
And CPS came and took the kids away.
So how many times did you let them out in the yard with the shock collar on their neck?
Well, pretty much when they would go outside to play type thing, because I didn't want them to run in the street and stuff because it's dangerous, you know. So I just kind of used that idea. And, you know, ran with it. I didn't think it was hurting them when they would actually go towards the road. And, you know.
So did they keep on running towards the road over and over again when they had the shock collar on? Hey, why didn't they take it off?
Sometimes they would a little bit. I kind of had it going zigzag in the thing or whatever. So
just to confuse them? Just to confuse the kids? You don't want them getting used to one particular shot,
come on,
right?
Man.
No, it was nothing like that. It was just, I originally had put it in for the dogs. So,
were you trying to confuse the dog? I mean, why wouldn't you put it in a straight line so that you'd know where it was?
Well, that's just how my yard's set up.
Okay.
So, you know, it was just, you know, but I guess eventually what happened is one of the teachers reported it, and you know, went through and, you know, there was burns on their neck and they came, you know, they came and got the kids and I haven't seen them in probably about 3 months. So
they're just, they're not allowing you to see the children at all?
Right. They took them out of my custody. I guess they're in some sort of foster care.
What about their mother?
Something like that. But
I just, children's mother, the mother.
What's that?
Mother?
Yeah, the mother lives with me as well. And, you know, she can't see him either because it was kind of a joint thing. We both kind of came up with the idea.
Well, I think that it's certainly an interesting method of parenting. I don't know if many parents would agree with it, but I think that parents should be able to make mistakes like this. I don't think you had the intention to harm your children. It doesn't sound like that to me, at least. So I certainly think that they should have stayed in your care.
Right.
At the same time,
you know, I just wanted to do it, you know, kind of keep them in line and train them. You know, you figure if it works for the dog, it works for, you know, the kid. Because, you know, dogs are
a man's
best friend.
Seems like good logic to me. But so, how old are these kids you're talking about?
Well, one was 6 and the other one was 4.
All right,
and
so it goes back to the question that Mark asked. Mark asked a good question earlier, and you didn't answer it. I don't think you heard him. The question, Richard, is why didn't your kids just take the necklace off? Why didn't they take the collar off, the shock collar?
Well, I don't know why they didn't take it off. I mean, it was pretty well secured on there. I kind of put like binded it together when I would put them on it, and then I'd have to like kind of like cut it off when I would take it off. So it wasn't something they could
easily. Are you real?
Oh.
Is this guy for real?
No, there's no way.
There's no way that you really. I mean, that's an amazing story. Great prank call.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it really sounds convincing.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Though I do believe that
I love the way you were coming out and defending the guy who was using shock collar on his kids. That's what I like.
It's like a creative solution. I mean, the package says that it's safe. Right? It says that it's not going to hurt your dog.
It's probably safer than shooting at them, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so thanks for the call.
That guy never broke, not once.
No, he was good. Hopefully we'll hear from him again sometime. Let's go to Troy in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Troy.
Hey, how's it going?
Troy, what's on your mind?
Well, it's a little backed up now that I heard that.
I don't know what to do with that.
Wow. Okay, anyways, I also run Midwest 911 Truth.com, and I was just calling in because I was a little concerned about it on Tuesday evening on the Michael Reagan show, which is Reagan's son.
Yeah,
he had brought up on his show on the live feed and everything else about the fact that Mark Dice and his new book and people, 911 Truthers, anyone out there, like, discussing 9/11 whatsoever, should be shot in the back of the head, and that quote unquote that he will pay for the bullets. And
I've heard this from the Republican side that sort of anybody who might question, you know, what happened as far as 9/11, and I don't know, and I don't claim to know what happened on 9/11, but you know, anybody who might question what the government's story is a bad American. They're a bad,
it's
bad
treason.
Person. They're as bad as, you know, and I've heard them lump them in with this Soros character that appears to be the big boogeyman on the Democrat side. And I don't get it. I mean, even if you have the strangest ideas, it doesn't mean that you're a bad American. It just means that, well, you've got some questions.
Well, I think it speaks to the sort of mindless nationalistic mentality that many Americans have appropriated for themselves, who would have at one time called themselves conservatives. Now it's, you know, it's our way or the highway. And in this case, if you're not on board with them, apparently you deserve a bullet in the head. And I think it really shows what kind of people we're dealing with here. I mean, these are some sick efforts. And I feel awful for you
really
in that case.
Scary.
Yeah, I feel awful for you. I mean, normally I don't jump to the defense of the truthers, but in this particular case, you certainly deserve it. The thing I don't understand about the whole 9/11 truth thing is why you guys keep just beating it over the head. I mean, it's over. It's done with. Let's move ahead. Let's advance liberty. Let's talk about
still selling
freedom.
Books.
Yeah, I understand that. It's still selling radio shows, and thank you for the call, Troy. We certainly appreciate it. You know, It's just a waste of time, as far as I'm concerned, the whole conspiracy theory thing. Let's talk about liberty and freedom and help spread those ideas.
I believe in conspiracy theories, just not all of them.
Instead of conspiracy theories, let's spread liberty instead of conspiracy theories. It's much more powerful. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, and they include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. Jason Osborne is the man over there, and SACL does collections. They do early out billing, charged off receivables, and a whole lot more. They do a great job at it, and they treat your customers with respect. You can go to freetalklive.com and see the SACL banner right there at the top right of the website. And, of course, we'll catch up with Jason Osborne, I'm sure, at some point over the next few days, as we are broadcasting live tonight from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. It's the Free State Project's yearly event going on here in lovely Guilford, New Hampshire, at the Gunstock Campground and Ski Fest Resort Place.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's called, but Gunstock is what we, you know,
everyone knows it as Gunstock if they're in the area. We're sitting in the Powder Keg Pub, surrounded by, I would say, at least a couple dozen of our listeners who are enjoying libations.
Yep.
And one another's company. Lots of chatter going on in the background, which you can likely hear. I've already heard a few woos so far.
Well,
people are having a good time.
Yeah, if people hear you on the radio, they got to go woo.
So we're here. There are a lot of activists around. This is, of course, the Free State Project, which is a project involving thousands of liberty-loving activists all converging into one place, and that place is the state of New Hampshire. And we've seen hundreds of people move in so far. We're expecting hundreds more by the end of this year. Two of those movers that are going to be early movers, I believe, are here sitting with us today, both listeners, amplifiers of the program. Neil is here with us, and Alex as well. Both normally, you're currently in Florida. As far as where you live, let me turn your microphone on. Shame on me. Let's try that now. Go ahead.
That's correct. We both go to the University of Florida in Gainesville.
Excellent. And you are here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is not your first one.
No, it's in fact my fifth pilgrimage to the Free State of New Hampshire.
You've got to be hitting, right? I mean, you've got to make a move soon, right? It's got to be just grating at you that you aren't here yet, right?
It is. It is. By the next one, I should have moved.
That's pretty exciting. Very cool.
So this is your last year in Florida?
Last year in Florida.
Okay.
And this is my first. You got to get right. If you're going to share a mic, you've got to really switch off and get right up on it there.
And this is my first Pork Fest, and I really like it. A lot of good people here, a lot of liberty lovers, and it's good to be around people that think the same way.
So what year are you at UF?
This is my last year. Yeah.
Cool.
Excellent. All right. So something happened to you guys. One of the reasons why you're sitting here is that over the past few days, as you've been out and about scouting out the state of New Hampshire, you apparently were in Manchester at one point, and open carrying, as you are right now, Neil, I can see you're open carrying a firearm. What happened to you guys?
Well, both last year and this year, I've open carried, as you said. And last year, I didn't have any incident.
And it's a right that we have here in New Hampshire. And you've got to exercise it, otherwise rights go away.
Yes, it's a guaranteed right. And so we're here exercising it. I hope to have to never use, you know, my firearm, but I have it just in case. And so my friend and I, Alex, were walking down one of the avenues in Manchester, and we heard a whistle behind us. It was a cop who, his immediate words were, "Put your hands in the air."
Hold on, the cops have whistles still?
Yeah.
Was it a whistle or did he use his mouth?
He used his mouth.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about the guy with a whistle.
Yeah.
Like a constable, huh?
I don't know.
But so here we are in the middle of a residential neighborhood. There are four of us there. Two of us were open carrying. And we have our arms in the air, and people walking their dogs and, you know, pushing their strollers and stuff, hanging out the window, just watching us as if we were, you know, criminals, which we weren't, of course. We did nothing criminal. We were following the law.
Yeah.
And within a couple minutes, seconds even, five other officers arrived on the scene.
They handle the miscreants with the armed miscreants.
Right, right. We gathered that they received a phone call from someone reporting that there were two people in the area wearing firearms. And not that we had threatened anyone or anything, but that we just had firearms.
Some people get scared.
Yeah, it's difficult to say what they said. They could have said brandishing. You never know. I mean, people use all kinds of terms.
Right, right.
There's some armed guys out here.
And so they proceed to disarm us. They unchamber our weapons. We find out they ran our serial numbers. They ask for our driver's license. They get our information. They're squawking in their shoulder microphone, you know, how to spell our names, looking up our history, asking us all sorts of questions, which were completely unprecedented. And they also terry-patted us. And that was the second time in one day I've been fondled by a bureaucrat. First one was TSA that morning.
You know, the thing is it's going to happen a certain amount. Because you know, people have allowed their right to bear arms to, you know, be diminished over time. And it's going to happen to a few people. Thanks for being one of those people. But, you know, I'm afraid there's going to be a few people that are going to have to deal with the bureaucrats until they get used to it.
Well, I can tell you that we were out and about last night with one of the lieutenants in Keene, the Keene Police Department, and he told me that that he was shocked that happened, although I guess not so much surprised because apparently the Manchester police, they aren't quite as quality as the Keene police. And he said that one of his guys saw you, because you both were also in Keene, also open carrying, and they spotted you on Main Street, and, you know, they just drove right on by. Because
I could see that they would mention it on the radio, but, I mean, you shouldn't do anything else.
You aren't threatening anybody. Nothing is happening, and you're just two nice-looking gents walking down the sidewalk, happen to be carrying firearms. Though, Alex, you're dressed out in camo today, so that might scare people a little bit more.
We were being completely peaceful in Manchester, and we were, I mean, it was my first time in New Hampshire, and I was very excited to be open carrying, and it shocked me the fact that the way the police approached us, and, you know, they made us walk behind, you know, backwards to the police, and they disarmed us, and made us act like,
treated us really like criminals.
Exactly. And what's still strange, really, was the way the cops' attitude towards our open carry was, and he proceeded to, at least the cop that was dealing with me, proceeded to tell me how illogical I was, how wrong how what I was doing was wrong, and
you're
how like
calling,
the fact that I was open carrying.
But he's open carrying.
Right.
It's us versus them. See, they're better.
Now, hold on. Why is it illogical for Alex to open carry when the cop is open carrying and then telling him he shouldn't be open carrying?
His logic was that he was still on duty, and that if he wasn't on duty, he would not be.
Aren't we all responsible for you know, making sure that people are safe around us?
Of course. And I think I want to be responsible for my safety, for the safety of my friends and family, and for the people around me. I care about people's safety. And
this guy doesn't have a grip on what logical is.
Of course.
Well, I guess he would suggest that if there was something unsafe going on, that you should call him and then wait until he arrives to help save your life or whatever.
Until then, you can catch the bullets that they're tossing at you.
Right. So how long would you say the entire encounter actually lasted?
It was probably about 20 minutes, and I did not have my gun for 20 minutes, and that does not make me feel very good.
Well, you know, it's I don't know how worse things would have been in Florida had you been doing the same thing down there. I don't even know if it's legal to open carry in Florida. I'm not sure about that.
Can't imagine.
But things certainly would have gone, I think, differently elsewhere, and there's a lot of room for improvement, no doubt about it, here in New Hampshire, and there are a few things that could be done to even assist in that situation. We've got great technology like Porcupine 411 and Pork 911, and that allows activists to reach out to others who might be in the area and connect to them and let them know what's going on so they can show up and maybe arrive with video cameras and things like that. Again, all of these activism things are relatively new, so people are to the point where they don't really even know they exist, and we need to help people know that they can use them when they need them. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you probably heard me yell, we're back, because we actually can't turn the mics off on this particular remote.
You can't?
No, I could, but... anyway,
doesn't work.
We're doing the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008. There's a lot of noise in the background. Don't know how much our listeners are picking up. Hopefully not all of it. But there's a lot of excitement, a lot of chatter going on, a lot of socialization happening right now where liberty activists from across the country and in some cases from around the world have joined up here in Guilford, New Hampshire at Gunstock. And they're hanging out. They're having a good time. It's been going on all week long. We just joined the festivities mere hours ago. And coming all the way from across the state in Keene, New Hampshire, to here in Guilford. It's a lovely place. We were here last year, and it's great to be back, Mark. It really is.
I am. I'm very glad to be here. And, I love Porkfest.
Indeed. And there's a lot more to come here over the weekend. Coming up tomorrow... some people are going to be hiking up Mount Liberty. There's going to be the NRA Refuse to be a Victim seminar, a youth teens improv acting class. Plus, there's going to be a tour of the Laconia Lakes, the lakes area, fishing.
There's fishing too.
Yep, yeah. Lake Winnipesaukee, some team sports.
Who wants to tour a lake? You got to fish a lake.
Team sports will be going on, and, of course, plenty of eating and libations. Let's see, there's an icebreaker event going on tomorrow. Exhibitor tent will be open. Lots of people here. I believe Mark Warden is also here. So if you're interested in realty, if you're interested in buying property up here in New Hampshire, you should see Mark Warden at the realtor tent.
Right. Well, a lot of people are going to be, come to Port...
Exhibitor tent.
Yeah, they're going to come to Porkfest. They're going to say, this is the place where I want to be. I'm interested in moving for liberty. And if you're going to move to the, the free state, talk to Mark Warden.
See what else is going on tomorrow. Again, another improv class, live music. There are going to be bands playing throughout Porkfest here, as I understand it. I know that at some point, I think the guys from... Oh, shoot, what is it? Never mind, I shouldn't have gone there. There's several bands playing here at Porkfest. Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance giving a speech tomorrow. The gay porcupines are going to be meeting tomorrow as well.
Looks like Mensa's going to be meeting up, too. That should be fun.
And there we are on the schedule again. You can actually come here and watch Free Talk Live broadcast from tonight. We're at the Powder Keg. Tomorrow night we're going to be outdoors underneath a tent broadcasting, I think, the first outdoors edition of Free Talk.
The weather's been kind of warm here in the New Hampshire the last few days, but it's getting cooler, so I think it'll be okay.
And we're up a little higher here, and it's just going to be beautiful tonight. Of course, the real highlight of the entire event is the people. It's not just the panel discussions that will be going on later this weekend. We'll tell you more about what's happening as the week goes on. But it's not just the panel discussions and the presentations. It's the camaraderie. It's the folks, the people that you're hanging out with, that you're meeting maybe for the first time, maybe again. Maybe you're seeing some people again. But if you've never been up here to Pork Fest, and you can make it up here this weekend, it's an amazing experience to be surrounded by people who understand what liberty is all about, people that get it. You don't have to explain yourself to them. They may disagree on a few things. But generally, you'll find, I think, 80%+ compatibility as far as ideological concerns.
I think it's even more than that.
I would say, yeah, I was being conservative on that. But anyway, we're here live, and of course, we'll take your calls still, as we always do. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Sabrina in Maryland. Sabrina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just heard that guy calling about the dog collars on his children.
Yeah.
I actually have a 2-year-old daughter, and we live in Maryland, and I actually did see something about that in the newspaper like 3 months ago in around March.
Wow.
That guy really is that crazy.
Do you think it's possible? Because his delivery was great. Like, I thought it was a prank call, but that he was just a really good pranker.
Then again, I did see it in the newspaper, so I'm not quite sure if it was just all a joke or a guy being a douchebag with his kids.
Well, if you could, send us the link. You could send the link to FTL at Free Talk
Live. Yeah, if you can find something, I would love to see it, because that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's believable, man. There's been some crazy things that parents have done, no doubt about it. Sabrina, any other thoughts for us tonight?
I was listening a couple weeks ago about that guy that called in about him being, like, schizophrenic. Remember him? He was at college, and there was some woman that kept harassing him.
No.
I vaguely recall.
Thinking about the stuff that I hear about on your show, you have to expect crazy people call in. That kid that was on the energy drinks that's like 200 pounds and losing his teeth kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that was a great call, too. I have no idea if it was for real. Mark, you were probably out that week. We had this guy call in. He said he was drinking like 8 Monster energy drinks every single day and was totally hepped up on caffeine as a result of that. So the way he was a good cranker, too, because he almost sounded believable, but it was just so ludicrous. Great call.
What's that?
You are very addicting.
Yeah, that's true. And there's, you know, he was young. He sounded young. The young sort of geeky males that are more kind of internet, massively multiplayer online role playing games, staying up till 6 a.m. They've got to pound some sort of caffeine into their system. So I imagine that their choice would be the energy drinks. Sabrina, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. And when you get a chance, send us your picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners. In fact, speaking of the Shrine of Female Listeners, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can take a look at it. In fact, I'm seeing at least one Shriner sitting here in our studio audience tonight, and I'm sure there will be others out and about throughout the weekend. In fact, since we're talking about kids, Mark, let's continue this theme here. I've got a story from Dimitri Vassilaros from PittsburghLive.com. It's kind of interesting here. He says, ask the next 100 people you meet if child sexual abuse cases are increasing nationwide. And don't be surprised if everyone says yes.
Yeah, I think everybody would say yes. But what I would in fact tell you is that the media attention for child sex abuse cases is increasing.
Whereas you'd be correct.
Child sex abuse is decreasing markedly.
How'd you know this? Did you read this show?
No, I could just think about it for a second. You know, I mean, as we move to a more educated, less rural, culture where people sort of check on their neighbors and they just have more contact with their neighbors,
yeah.
You're gonna, what do you think the hillbillies weigh up there? I don't know hillbillies. I don't want to categorize anybody in any particular group, but yeah, what do you think the real rednecks that are out in the woods where nobody can see them? Yeah, that Fragile X syndrome, that's kicking off for a reason.
Well, here's the detail. Lisa Jones wouldn't be surprised, even though she knows cases have decreased 49% since 1990.
1990, so that's in the last 18 years.
The surprisingly good news could be very bad news for posturing politicians trying to use scare tactics to limit personal freedom, says Vassalaros. If the boogeyman is only half the man he supposedly was, citizens would be less likely to support demagogues wanting to police the so-called back alleys of the information superhighway or to impose new taxes or draconian zoning restrictions on adult bookstore-type businesses. Ms. Jones is a research assistant at the Crimes Against Children Research Center at the University of New Hampshire. The center focuses on child abuse and neglect and how communities should respond to those most helpless of victims. She says there's not enough media attention, even though for 15 years there's been an unmistakable downward trend. So what she's saying, there's not enough media attention on the downward trend. There's
right.
plenty of attention for the individual stories that are coming.
Oh, absolutely.
Big media's focus on sexual predators, including those trolling the Internet in programs such as To Catch a Predator on NBC, have skewed, or they might have created a skewed image in people's minds, she suggests. In most cases, the victim knows the perpetrator, she says. Strangers make up the smallest group of predators.
Absolutely the smallest. The fact is, if a child's going to be molested, it's likely going to be molested by a close member of the family. Not, you know, not necessarily when I say member of the family. I don't mean father or mother.
Uncle.
Right.
Yes.
Uncles, you know, people that live nearby, people
Cousins.
That are trusted.
Right.
Those kind of people. Stepfathers are... you know, not good.
According to the studies, the stranger factor is only 7 to 25%. So it depends on the study you look at, but in every study, it's the smallest factor. She says that To Catch a Predator...
Well, that's because the other numbers would be the least likely to be reported. Stranger ones are easy to report. So
she says, To Catch a Predator, some families only need to lure the relatives over for dinner. But what about critics who believe all data are suspect because it can be so difficult for young victims to disclose, and since each state could have its own system to collect data and crunch the numbers? We can talk more about this. Turns out there's not as much child abuse as you might have thought there's going on out in America. It's not to detract from those cases where it is really going on.
Well, then CPS is going to have to make it up then, huh?
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com, Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. the number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, broadcasting from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2008, also known as Porkfest. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about what's going on this weekend here at the lovely Gunstock Campground here in Guilford, New Hampshire. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, we invite you to go and shop with us. You can do that in two different ways. You can shop at the Free Talk Live store. You can go to store.freetalklive.com, grab great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Plus, to purchase virtually everything else, you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. As I said, we're here at Porkfest, and we'll hear from more Porkfest personalities as the week goes on, because we're going to be broadcasting tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night's shows all live from Porkfest. So we're excited about meeting up with all these wonderful liberty activists here in New Hampshire. It's just the best, the highest quality group of people you've ever come across. A really fantastic group of folks. Let's continue here, though, the story, because it's coming from Dimitri Vassilaros at the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. And he's pointing out that if all you do is pay attention to the news, you might be under the mistaken impression that there are all kinds of kids getting molested out there by their teachers and their priests and, you know, cops or whatever. I mean, we've seen so many molestation stories. It's awful. And I don't want to minimize that. I don't want to make it sound like, oh, well, you know, your kids are being molested. Well, at least not everyone's kids are being molested. I don't want to minimize those real incidents of kids getting hurt. Don't want to minimize that. But what I do want to point out here is the numbers actually show a tremendous decrease in the amount of incidents of the sort of child touching that's going on.
Child crime in general.
Yeah, child abuse, I guess, is the term. It's not just sexual. It can also be physical. And apparently it has dropped by 49% since the early 1990s. So despite all the media coverage it's getting today, which is more possible now because of the information age, and information is very quickly moved around, and it's stories about children being abused are news because they don't happen very often. So they get promoted, they get talked about, and people they get a mistaken impression that it goes on more often than it does.
And people are just, you know, it's stories that interest people. That the little Ramsey girl, I can't remember what her full name was.
JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey. People still talk about that case.
Do they really?
It's been 10 years.
Well, here's a little bit more information, again, from PittsburghLive.com. One of the experts from the University of New Hampshire's Crimes Against Children Research Center points out that there's, she says, in most cases, the victim knows the perpetrator. We've talked about that, where strangers are barely even in the statistics, sometimes as low as 7%. So look out. It's probably your uncle. It's probably grandpa. It's somebody that you know that's likely doing the child abusing. But what about critics who believe all data are suspect because it can be so difficult for the young victims to disclose, and since each state could have its own system to collect data and crunch numbers? Well, Jones, the researcher, concludes that many cases probably go unreported, but the so-called iceberg analogy takes that into account, she says. For example, say there were 100 cases reported for every 1,000 people in 1995. However, by 2005, only 50 per every 1,000 were reported. She says, we have no reason to believe that the iceberg has changed. For Pennsylvania, sexual abuse cases identified by Child Protective Service agencies declined from a rate of 15.3 per 10,000 children in 92 to 9.7 per 10,000 children in 2005. It's
right.
Like this all across the country.
And I think that's a very salient point. It would seem to me that there would be more cases reported currently, that rather than fewer.
Why?
Well, just because it's people are hearing more and more that, you know, that they should report it, that it's that the guy's going to get caught or something going to happen to them. I think kids are better educated about abuse and sexual abuse now than they were 20 years ago.
I think absolutely. And
so therefore, it could be the only. I would seem to me the only logical speculation is that either the rates of reporting have stayed the same and therefore increased. So the 49% may even be low.
You very well possibly could be right on that. And
so the cases could not have just cut in half, but they could have. Kind of, maybe as far as a quarter. Who knows?
I just thought it was an interesting story that tied into the abuse.
And I think that people need to know this is because that's what the evening news sells.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly you've got to take when you hear the news, whether it's your local news or whether it's Fox or CNN, you got to take it with a grain of salt. They're just trying to get you to hold through the commercial breaks like we are.
Yep.
They're trying to sensationalize what's going on out there to make it look like there's an epidemic of crime or an epidemic of child abuse or whatever.
They're just hanging around until the next hot blonde goes missing in America.
Yeah, about that.
They're just waiting for that so they can plaster her all over for an entire week. Oh, my God, some beautiful blonde girl's gone missing. If she was going to get married in a week. Can you believe it?
The toll-free SACL CAI number here is 800-259-9231. We are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a lot going on here. There's so much going on that we can't even cover it all, I think, accurately in 3 hours. The number one thing is, of course, the meeting people and getting to know other liberty activists. And there's going to be other things that are alternatives happening this weekend. I'm sure at some point we'll have Jack Schimmick from the Alternatives Expo going on, which... something that started up a while back. Of course, the Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival has an official list of things that are happening. And you're more than welcome to attend all of those things and enjoy them very much. But if there's something else that might strike your fancy, or the list of official items does not interest you, there are other things happening beyond just hanging out at campsites and playing board games and smoking and drinking with people. There are also alternatives happening. The Alternatives Expo going on, I believe, primarily on the weekend, where there are going to be different things being discussed. And we're going to find out more about that as time goes on here. I know that our very own Sam, Sam from Texas, is going to be here doing he's part of the Alternatives Expo, and I believe it's either tomorrow or Saturday night. I'm sure we'll talk to him about it. But he's going to do a presentation on the law of attraction, which I think would be very interesting because there are a lot of people here in the Liberty Movement who are very, very logical folks.
Uh-huh.
They are very skeptical.
Yep.
And when they hear about an idea like the law of attraction, the suggestion that the universe responds to what you want and that like attracts like, and so that if you are wanting something positive and good for yourself, then that your life is going to move off in that direction. But if you don't believe you can have those things, if that's not really what you want, if what you think is that you can't get those things that you want, the universe will give you what you don't want, essentially. It will give you more of the same. And that's kind of it in a nutshell, and I'm sure Sam will do a better job than I can of explaining it tomorrow during his presentation. But I think it'll be interesting, especially if some of those skeptics actually go to the presentation and we have a little little debate over the
law. I hope it doesn't mire down the entire thing. But
I don't know. I'm sure they could kick him out if they were being too much trouble. But nonetheless, that's one of the interesting alternatives. It doesn't necessarily tie directly into liberty activism, but it's kind of on the periphery of something that could be useful for people. I've certainly found it useful in my life, and I'm sure we'll have Sam in here at some point, and we can talk more about it then. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything here. It is Free Talk Live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Pat in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pat.
It's Paul, Pat. Not Pat.
Paul,
yeah, I want to ask.
I
don't know why Ron Paul's
giving
up his campaign.
Do I know why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to tell us?
Well, we don't know why yet. I thought maybe y'all might have heard something.
He's throwing in the towel. He's giving up. I don't know.
Haven't heard.
I'm tired.
Yeah, it was on CNN earlier.
Yeah, we got the report earlier tonight. He's probably just tired of it, you know. It's pretty tough running a political campaign, especially for president. You got to get up early, you got to go to sleep late. It can really wear on somebody in their 70s.
Well, the thing is, I mean, he's got everybody behind him. Even Europe wants him in office.
Well, it's over.
Yeah.
What
well,
are you
we
do
can
now,
still
Paul?
Write him in.
Yeah, you can, and that won't do a damn thing.
Well, there is nobody worth voting for now, so...
I agree with you.
I agree. I agree.
Although, you know what? Bob Barr apparently has come out against the war on drugs.
Well, that's interesting.
At this point.
So is that your just pivotal issue, Ian, as long as it's...
No, I'm not saying...
As long as he's for or against the war on drugs,
I didn't say I was going to vote for Bob Barr. I just said that I heard something, all right? Maybe we'll see what he has to say for himself. I'll give him the chance to make a case.
And
Paul, any other thoughts tonight?
Do you think that this country is ever going to give up bringing drugs into the country? I don't.
Not as long as I'm smoking marijuana, Paula. Those drugs are going to come in here, and I'm going to smoke them. That's what's going to happen.
I imagine most of your marijuana.
Drugs. I'm talking about the cocaine and all that.
Cocaine I'm not so interested in. But give me a little MDMA, and I'm a happy man. Thank you for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I haven't had any MDMA in a while, Mark. Not since I've been up here in New Hampshire.
Thank goodness.
You can take control. Bring up anything. This is your show. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, neighbor.